Monday night. What's today? Monday night.
Yes.
Monday night. Chodesh Halvados, Shara Bitachon. In Perek Shlishi, we're in the middle of learning about Hishtadlus. The Chodesh Halvados described that Hashem made a world in which there are causes that bring about the effect of His Gzardin. It's true, if there wouldn't be a Gzardin, it wouldn't happen no matter what you do. But the way He structured the world is that there are sibos, things don't pop up and happen by themselves, or it's very rare. You could become rich because you got a Yerusha all of a sudden out of nowhere, but that's rare. Usually there are a whole bunch of causes. You moved somewhere, you took a job, someone got fired, you moved into that position, you got a promotion, there was a special project, you did a good job. Like, there was a whole bunch of sibos that led to, let's say, becoming an Asher. And it's the Ratzon Hashem that we be Mesasek in the Sibos, that people be Mesasek in the Sibos. You see, that's the way it is. If you stare at a piece of bread on the table, he says, you're not going to satiate your hunger. Hashem wants us to be Mesasek in the Sibos. And that's the Ratzon Hashem. He looks at it as a positive thing, not as a B'dieved, not as a Klolo, but as the way Hashem made the world. And then he says, on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, we'll start with the paragraph Vahatam. Vahatam, this makes this question even stronger. Since he presents it as an illusion, but it's an illusion that is Hashem's will, and therefore you have to do it. Chavis HaRavis' view is that you have to do it. It's not like, oh, I don't have so much bitachon, so I have to pick up the piece of bread. Really, if I had bitachon, Hashem would nourish me without my picking it up. So that's not his viewpoint. His viewpoint is that it's the Ratzon Hashem lechatchila that people be mesasek pesibos. And it's not a question of, oh, it's because they're not on that higher madrego bitachon. He doesn't see that at all. Hashem made a world lechatchila after sheishes yemei breishis that His gzardin is carried out by causes, so the ultimate cause is Hashem. All the causes are acting as His shluchim to bring about the bottom line. But He wants this l'chatchila. This is how He made the world. You don't say, I have two eyes, but if I really had bitachon, I would only need one eye, because one eye would be enough if I had bitachon. It's an absurd statement. Hashem made the world this way that you have two eyes. That was His decision. So the Chavis HaRavos holds that what we call Hishtadlus, what he calls His Askus Pesibos, is the way Hashem made the world, and that's Lechatchila, the way He wants the world to be. So he starts that.
Does he see anyone on a certain level not having to do that? Or does everyone have
to do that? He'll say later, based on the reasons, he will talk about people that might not have to do it. But it's not a question of level of bitachon. There are people that might not have to do it because the reasons that Hashem structured the world that way might not apply to them. They can rise above the reasons. Once they rise above the reasons, so they might not have to do it. Because you only have to do it because of the reasons. He doesn't say, oh, a person with greater bitachon doesn't have to do it. It's a different sug of person. As we'll see. Vahatam, according to Chavis, the question is much stronger, like why? It's stronger because it's not a question of, he doesn't say because Ein Soim Chen Al Hanes. That's the reason, because Ein Soim Chen Al Hanes. He doesn't say that. He's it's a very fundamental thing, his Hisaskos Pesibos. He doesn't see it as a B'dieved, he doesn't see it as an Avera, he doesn't see it as a concession to human frailty. He sees it as the Ratzon Hashem, how things are supposed to be. So therefore he asks why. It doesn't make sense, l'chora. It's not really what's doing it. Why did Hashem make a world in which we basically spin our wheels and we really don't cause the effect, but Hashem wants us to go through those motions and be and do the causes which cause the effect? And it looks like they're causing the effect, but really there's a master planner and they're just doing his ratzon to have the effect. Why? What's the purpose? It's a game. It's just a. Well, what's the purpose of the game? He usually focuses on parnasa. When he talks about people's involvement in things, he goes to parnasa, which indeed takes up. We hope it takes up most of our day. Sometimes a person is taken up with health issues, and parnasa is the furthest thing from his mind. Although you need money for that too, but the primary concern is health. Well, sometimes a person has other daigas in his household, like shiduchim or children, chinuch, and like again, parnasa is like the least of his sorrows. But so, Be'ezus Hashem, this should, we'll say to normal people, I don't know, normal is not the right word. In normal life, if things go kashura, still. So that's what the major part of your day is taken up with parnasa, having enough money to pay the bills, to pay the rent, to pay the electricity bill, to pay the mortgage, to pay for the car, to pay for gas, to pay for food, to pay tuition. We're always in the race for money, to pay for the things that enable us to live. That's why he always talks about parnasa. But it's not dafka parnasa. The yeser tzrachim and anything he may need. Nechlek l'shnayim. Oh no, please leave it open. Unless is the wind bothering you? Nechlek l'shnayim. Two reasons. Ha'echad, reason number one. He says a very, very, very important fundamental principle. The neshama came down to this world to purify itself. Right, through bechira, we make choices. Kiven shechivah hachochma livchon es hanefesh b'olam hazeh b'meshmas uv'meri. Since Hashem decided, in His great wisdom, in His infinite wisdom, to structure, to make the world that the neshama comes down. Okay, that's great. The neshama comes down to this world, and it makes a choice. Is it going to listen to Hashem, or is it not going to listen to Hashem? Lefikach bochan also b'meshi yigale azeh. So he says the playing field. The neshama comes down to this world to purify itself, to make these choices. The playing field of the choices are in these hisaskos pasibos. If we stayed in bed a whole day, and Hashem sent us money if we were supposed to be rich, and didn't send us money if we were supposed to be poor, and everything happened without, so then life, he says, life and bechira, you make choices. Hashem says you want to enter in a parnasa. So all of a sudden you have choices. You have choices of gezel, you have choices of honesty, you have choices of gneivas das, you have choices of Shabbos, you have choices of lashon hara. In being masasik, the playing field of life and all the nisyonos that come up, should I do this or should I do that? You know, should I daven be a chidus or should I daven with a minyan? Should I learn? Should I? That playing field of bechira is found in the world of his askus pasibos. That's where it is. That's where it takes place. I call it the playing field. The playing field of all of these choices of bechira is on the field in the game of his haskus pasibos, where we feel compelled to do things. But Hashem says, you know, not on Shabbos, and not if it means being dishonest, and for a woman, you know, like not if it means being not sneistic, and not if it means stepping on someone else's hanasa, and not if it means, and in all the whole nine yards of the Torah, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or davening or learning or giving stacha. So this is all on the playing field of Zaskos Pasibos. That's where it's found. When we're busy earning and doing, so then we have choices to make. Look how he says it. Kivan shechivah hachokma livchonos hanevish b'olam hazeh b'mishmas uv'meri, whether we're going to listen to Hashem or not listen to Hashem. Lefikach, so there's always nisyonos. You know, the Mesillas Yesharim says it sharper in its first few lines, that everything in life is a nisyon. We're constantly faced with nisyonos. Lefikach bochan also b'meshi yigala ezer. So Hashem structured a world, made a world in which we're always being tested in something that will reveal if we're listening to Hashem or we're not listening to Hashem. And so what is that? Hatzorech, the need for Hazukikus to get out of bed and to do things. B'meshu mechutzalah. We can't just sit and, you know, be nena mizuv Hashchina. That's for Olam Haba. But we're not going to just sit and be nena mizuv Hashchina and Hashem is going to send food, you know, down the chimney, and it's going to sustain us because that was his gzeirah. He wants us to get out there, and in doing so, we will have many, many choices to make: how we live, how we act, what we do, how we react to different situations. All the things that we have to seemingly bring about: food, drink, clothing, modur, housing, fatashmish, our relationships. So Hashem said, okay, you got to do these things. Now there's a mutardika way to do it, and there's an usser way to do it. Now let's see what you do. Therefore, Hashem wants that a person be misasek begormim, that's what he calls it, misasek in the sibos, kidei lahasigom al yidei hasibos ha'mutudos lahem, in order to perform those sibos and bring about the result through those sibos that you're doing, ba'ufanim yuchadim, in specific ways, in mutardika ways, in ways that are honest, in ways that don't harm someone else, in ways that, I mean, the biggest nisayon of all is obviously bitachon. The realization that you're not really doing it is the biggest nisayon of all, because you're seemingly doing it. It's like, that's the biggest nisayon. But there's nisyonos of Shabbos, maybe not to us so much, but there's nisyonos of kilu komlachtecha asuya, and there's nisyonos of Yom Tov, of Chalamoid, of honesty, always comes up. Uvizmanim yiduim, when yes, when not. Now he says, so umashe gozer Hashem, sheyaseg ha'odom mehem. When Hashem was gozer, you should have money, you should be rich, you should have parnasa, yusag v'yiskayim v'kiyum asibos b'kalos. So you get it through being the sasik b'sibos. That's how Hashem wants it to happen, so that you could show your metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, and be koveya your madrega of Olam Haba when you make your choices. But it's still true. If you're not supposed to be rich, if you're not supposed to have parnasa, if you're supposed to live here or not live there, if you're supposed to work in this area, not in that area, if it's not supposed to happen, if it's not a gezeirah in Shemayim, it's not going to happen no matter what you do. Your hisaskus pasibos is not for the purpose of bringing about the result. Hashem doesn't need you and doesn't have you in order to bring about the result. Hashem has you in order to see what kind of a person, not just to see, that you're koveya, who you are and what you are and what madrega and neshamas are in your life of being the sasek pasibos. That's reason number one